The chemicals have raised concerns because they don't break down easily, and they've been linked to health problems, including cancer. Governor Tony Evers signed a bill earlier this year that bans most uses of firefighting foam containing PFAS. Testing and storage of the foam is allowed under specific conditions. The DNR's Kate Strom-Hirons says the regulations clarify requirements for departments that store it.
It will include requirements to notify DNR when PFAS-containing foam is discharged to the environment so proper cleanup measures can be implemented. And it will include appropriate containment, treatment, and disposal guidelines intended to keep PFAS compounds out of the environment.
The DNR must come up with an emergency rule overseeing storage, containment, and disposal by September. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.